Welcome to the 20 Minute Runner Podcast. My name is Roland, and I am the 20 Minute Runner. It's good to have you along with me as I run and race through the Piedmont region of North Carolina while practicing the Qi running method. Thanks for sharing some of the road with me. Turn the light on the 30-gallon tank. Make sure they're all there. 2, 3, 4, 5. And one in the boat. So they are accounted for.
Hey, Holly. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Tigger.
Hey. You want some food?
I'll tell you a funny story about Tigger. Well, it's not funny, it's tragic. Well, it's tragic depending on who you are. Well, depending on what you are. Cindy was sitting here at the in the driveway. Let's see if I can get my watch going. Cindy was sitting here in the driveway one day last week, this week actually, today Sunday, and she was looking at these two real pretty little birds near the driveway, near one of our trees, actually near the, what do you call it? We've got a tree here that we got back, I think it was my birthday, and I planted it, that was back, would have been back late summer, and now it's growing, it's really gotten to be a pretty good tree. It's about tall as I am, which isn't saying much. Anyway, near the tree there were two little birds, and she was watching it and said that all of a sudden, out of the blue, here come Tigger. Just darted and grabbed both of them, missed one of them, but got the other one. So Tigger's just doing what cats do. But she's getting along pretty good, and so are we. And, the watch is already synced, so we're going to start moving. Timer started. Good morning to you. Look, it's a pretty black cat in the middle of the road. He's running away from me. I bet he's wanting to go up there and eat Tigger's food.
Hey, kitty. Hey.
Looks kind of like Cole, our black cat, the stray that we took in 3 or 4 years ago. Never did find out where Cole come from. We put up, well, I didn't put up signs, but we asked all up and down our neighborhood, the streets, and nobody could ever identify her. Nobody ever said, oh yeah, that's my cat. So we ended up keeping her. That cat looked like it could have been one of her siblings, perhaps. We're climbing the hill right out of the gun, going up to the stop sign. This is not a hill, it's more of a grade. Hills are coming. Anyway, good morning to you. Happy Easter. He is risen. He is risen indeed. As a believer, this is the high day for me, for the church. More important than Christmas, more important than any other event in the church year. And obviously to me also, I believe it's more important than any event in the history of humanity. So, happy Easter to you. And if you're not Christian, well, that's a part of the smorgasbord that you can take it, pass it by, whatever. My goal's not to be offensive, but it is who I am, and we will move on from there. This is episode 83 of 20 Minute Runner Podcast. That's a birch tree, by the way, I was trying to describe. I believe it's a river birch. I love birch trees. I don't know why. I just think they're beautiful. This is episode 83 of the 20 Minute Runner Podcast. Easter Sunday, which means today's the 27th of April, 2011. Sunday morning. It's about 25 to 7. It was 57 degrees. Well, actually, it still is. And the sky is mostly clear. Some swaths of clouds low on the horizon. Sun is up. Not up as what I would say completely up, but it's very, very light. As you can tell, the birds are singing. I went to bed last night knowing I wanted to get up, run this morning, Easter morning, for a couple reasons. It's going to be so warm today, I couldn't stand to not get up now. Calling for 85 here today. It's pretty amazing. I think they advertise around 70, maybe, this time of year. But they're calling for 85 today, 86 tomorrow. Supposed to be more or less in the 80s next several days, then drop back down in the 70s. Last night, the low was, I think, 56 when I got up a little earlier. But I wanted to get up and run because I don't want to run if it's 85. If I can help it. And the other reason I got up to run is just being Easter and all that that represents. Christ being risen from the dead. I thought it'd be a great day to get up. Good morning! There's a cat sitting over here. Looks just like somebody took multiple little blotches of paint and just took a paintbrush and just smeared them all over. You may have seen a cat like that. Holly is like that, our cat, sort of, but this cat was even more so that way. As I'm running down this cul-de-sac, down the first hill, which is a good hill, but not as long as the second one, I'm reminded of the weather we've had recently. Sycamore trees are beautiful. Even though sycamores make a mess, they're good, stout, nice trees, provide a lot of shade, have no color in the fall. But I love the bark. It peels. Kind of like birch bark, I guess. But we had tornadoes in the area several days ago, and thank God we were not affected personally. But we had several trees down. A van out on Hasty School Road. Tree smashed across the windshield in the front of it. Totaled it, I'm sure. And we're up the first hill. The cul-de-sac where I just went around, there was a big tree there that was down. The guys cleaned it up. Other trees down. And we actually had, I think the final count, 22 got killed in North Carolina alone. It was either the deadliest tornadoes or second most, I think, we've ever had. It's like the third round of severe line of thunderstorms with tornadoes being a result. These were the deadliest. So my heart goes out, our heart, prayer goes out to those families. Because I know it's going to be a difficult time for them. But the weather has improved, and now we're into a string of warm days. And, well, 55 at night, 56 at night is not bad. It actually feels pretty good out here this morning. I'm wearing shorts. Bought me a new starter shirt. I think it's starter. Maybe it's Champion from Walmart. Anyway, I give $8 for it. Short sleeve. Got on my compression socks. They're knee highs, which I love. My Nike Air Pegasus shoes, which have, I got over 400 miles on. Matter of fact, my 768s New Balance, they were, I think, 456 now, and I'm going to do all I can to get 500 out of them. The G running helps that. I did order another pair of Pro Guide Sauconys, but these are, I think they're the next one, second or third level or model. We're climbing the hill, and those will be here in a few days. So that means basically every pair of shoe I'll be retiring in the next couple months or so, I will have replacements. I got a pair of the Air Pegasus Lance Armstrongs in the closet. I've also got another pair of 769s, New Balance, in the closet. I've had both of those for a few months. Now we'll add the Sauconys to it, and that'll give me three. I rotate four pairs of shoes right now. The New Balance 768s, 769s, Saucony Pro Guide 2s, so I think the new pair will be 3s, I believe that's right, and Air Pegasus. So for the New Balance 769s, or 768s, I don't believe I'll get another pair of New Balance to replace those. I'm thinking about doing something totally different, maybe Muzanos or Adidas or something. I had some Adidas shoes back when I was really young, which I liked. So I'm looking for a neutral cushioned trainer. Cushioning does not have to be dramatic, but fairly neutral, because with chi running, you really don't have to have a shoe that has a lot of motion control because of the way your foot plants. I've even thought about buying a $50 or $60 pair of shoes to replace the 768s. But I don't know, I'll probably order something. The reason I went ahead and got the Sauconys and ordered them is because Dick's Sporting Goods, of which I have a card, sent me a $20 coupon via mail, and the coupon was also for free shipping, so that's what I did, and I saved a significant amount of money, although on the internet we have to pay sales tax in North Carolina, which I don't like, but, well, you know, what am I going to do about it? So anyway, we got them coming. Today's just a beautiful day. I went 5 a couple times this week. And for those of you who are my friends on Daily Mile, and I appreciate that, I'd love to have more of you sign up. You may be wondering, well, Roland, why are you only, you only got like 3 runs on there spaced out? Well, that's true. Reason being, I have used Buckeye. I write everything down in my running journal, hard copy as well. And I switched to Daily Mile because of the social networking. Connects with Facebook, although sometimes it'll list my run on Facebook, and other times I've checked it doesn't. So I don't know why. I need to email them and find out, maybe. We're climbing a hill again, which is nothing unusual for here. But, so I've signed up on Daily Mile, and to be honest, I'm still learning it. So if you're saying, well, Roland, you're not putting much on it, that's the reason. And we hope to add more as time goes on. So hang with me. Hopefully from here on out, every run will do that. I've been doing hard copy, and I stopped the Buckeye entries altogether. So, find me on Daily Mile or Facebook at The 20 Minute Runner. Look me up. Request to be my friend. Incidentally, Chris Stevens, if you're listening, he and I have been corresponding some. I know Chris from, he plays guitar, was here at our church on staff for about a couple years ago. Maybe a year ago he left. Went back to New York to be with his brother who pastors. Chris is a big NBA sports fan. Of course, right now the playoffs are going on. And I saw, had a note from Chris on Daily Mile, and I thought, I don't remember Chris Stevens. Chris is planning to run the Rochester Marathon in September. And as of his first Daily Mile training update last week, he had ran a total of 2 miles. So I sent him a message and I said, Chris, what is wrong with you? Well, I didn't say it like that, but I said, man, you need to be running, I would recommend at least a year before you even think about a marathon. He said, I got a good trainer, and you know me, I'm all over it, or I'm not going to do it, whatever. And so I basically sent him back a message. And I said, well, can you go ahead and do a marathon in September? Yes. Will you enjoy it or have a strong time? No. He won't. He might be able to finish it. I would say probably walking a good part of it. But he can do it. So Chris, if you happen to be listening to the podcast, just want to tell you to rethink that. Give yourself some time to get that mileage under your belt and get that where it needs to be. Incidentally, I hope the microphone's working out. I ordered another mic for my Sony recorder, just like the mic that I had, and plugged it in, and voila, we had good quality audio. So I'm praying that this audio is going to be fine. I don't always listen to the entire clip or each clip all the way whenever I am putting it together, but I can look at the amplitude. Anyway, I can look at the pattern of the clip and I can see whether looks like I have words or not. May have to listen to this one though just to make double sure. But hopefully it's going to work okay. If it does, that means we will have recorded 82, 83 episodes now with the same recorder, which has worked well. And so that's great. Cindy and I went to Walmart and Lowe's yesterday. Bought some flowers. Hanging baskets. One sits down, African daisies. One that just sits on the porch. Come home yesterday, I didn't mean to, but we spent a good amount of time working in the yard. And her father mowed and other things. But I ended up putting out the killing the weeds around our shrubs, cleaning up under the deck some old pots and some hay we had, and ended up putting tree spikes out for the tree that I was talking about earlier, the birch tree. Also put them around the crabapple tree, put them around my fig bush, which is starting to come out now, put them around my apple trees, and around the Leland cypresses. Incidentally, the apple trees, the two Granny Smiths, are really, really pretty, full of apples. And the Golden Delicious, unfortunately, do not have apples, or the one tree does not have apples again. I have a total of 3 trees And so, I don't know why that's the case. But anyway, I believe the Granny Smiths be looking out and hear word about that. Probably take another picture. Last year I had them big as saucers, beautiful apples. But I need to spray those. I trimmed them good back in late winter. But anyway, we spent whole evening just about doing that. And finally got in and got some supper and stayed up till a little after 10. Got to bed, so it was a little hard for me to get up this morning. My back's been bothering me. I was picking up a bag of groceries, and I use the backpack when I go to work or wherever. Got my books and calendar, different things in it. I was carrying it in one hand, picked up the groceries in the other, had my cell phone on my left shoulder, and as soon as I picked up the bag, I already had the backpack in the other hand, by the handle at the top. I felt a pull in my lower back. And for 3 or 4 days, my back was really, really bothering me. And then the right side felt better. The left side continued to bother me. And I applied heat for like 3 days. Took Tylenol, although I was told that ibuprofen would work better. And eventually, it got better. Now, it still bothered me a little bit, but today, Sunday, when I ran Friday evening, it really didn't bother me much. And so, I'm thinking that we're pretty much good to go. But the runs have been going good. The average time is beginning to pick up again. I haven't been running as much, but I'm getting back into it. My goals are to, by this coming week, be up to 6 miles on one, maybe two of the runs. The week after that, 6 or 7. I should say 7, maybe. And then I would say by the middle of May, I'd like to be running 7, 8, and 8. And then in June, if not a little quicker than that. And then in June, began running longer. And get up the long run. And then August 1, began officially training for the North Carolina Marathon. I don't know that I'll run the 10K at the end of June, but I feel certain I'll run the Warren Reese 5K toward the, I think it's the middle or end of September. That'll be a gauge of where we are fitness-wise. And so, that's sort of the plans right now. But I think right here, I'm going to go ahead and play a clip from Doug, a.k.a. Sweet Daddy D. Short story he wrote. I think it's about 15 minutes long. If These Shoes Could Talk. I think that's the name of it, if I remember. Very good. Bama Runner is actually reading it. But Doug, thank you for sending that to me. I wanted to play it last episode, and I had so many emails. I wanted to get those in and didn't quite get it there. So this is a story by Doug, a.k.a. Big Daddy D, called If These Shoes Could Talk. And I really enjoy it. And Doug, thanks again. And by the way, I'd love to hear from you. You can send me an MP3 or WAV file. Probably any other format, I should be able to convert it. Or just send me an email at 20minuterunner@gmail.com. 20minuterunner@gmail.com. Also, check out my blog at the20minuterunner.blogspot.com. the20minuterunner.blogspot.com. Send me your email. Could include race reports, written, audible, photographs. I've got quite a few photos right now. in the photo section of listeners. I'd love to have yours there. And just contact me. Also connect again, as I said, Daily Mile on Facebook, the 20 Minute Runner. If you email me, connect with me, I will do my best to get back with you as quickly as possible. And one other thing I'll go ahead and mention before we play this clip. If you are interested in being interviewed for Skype or via Skype, haven't had any takers on that, but I'd love to interview you, just like we did last episode where I played the clip from Jeff over at the Running Podcast. Drew a blank a minute. But I'd love to include you, interview you, guarantee you got a story to tell, whether you run tremendous distance each week or not. Doesn't matter. If you run, running's a passion for you. Whether you run 3 miles a day or 50 miles a week. And I know that we've got a broad gamut of that type of listener. I'd love to hear from you. Just send me an email or connect on Facebook. Go to my wall and just send me a message. Say, Roland, I would love to be interviewed for Skype. And we'll set that up. Okay, I'm not going to buy the software to record it. I've already got it to talk to you, but to record it, unless I get a taker. But if I do, I will try to do that. And I'll just interview you. And you will be featured on one of the podcasts. I'd love to do one a month. Anyway, listener interviews. Yeah, that's pretty creative. All right, I'm going to take a break right here. I'm going to play the clip from Doug. And I think right after that, we may throw on some music. And then I'll be back and I want to talk to you about a couple of other things. And also, someone had asked me about what stretches I do. We'll come back and talk about those as well. Just to let you know what I do. Obviously, it doesn't mean you got to do it. But we're just about to our turnaround point. 2.6 coming up. We're going to try to go 5.1 today. And we're just about right at 2.6. So we'll be back in probably 17, 18 minutes. Enjoy the story. Enjoy the music. And we'll be back before you know it. Thanks for listening. Thanks for sharing some of the road with me. You are listening to episode 83 of the 20 Minute Runner podcast. Take it away, Doug. Bama runner, actually.
These Shoes Could Talk by Doug Rice, also known as Sweet Daddy D69. I was sitting on the bumper of my Jeep after a hard run one day, and I started thinking back when I first got this maddening disease we call running. I looked down at my badly worn shoes and thought to myself, these shoes could talk, the tales they could tell. And that got me to thinking of all the things we have been through and have seen together. They could tell you about the day we started out. We went out for an eighth of a mile jog at the end of my street, then stopped and headed back to the house for a couple of Hostess ding-dongs and a couple of beers, all the while enjoying our reward on the couch, of course. First workout in the books. Bring on the second workout. More beer, right? Boy, was I wrong. As the days went on, the outings got easier. Now, I'm wrapping my head around that maybe, just maybe, I'm a real runner. Except for these clothes, what's up with this? They look like my throwbacks from my college dorm room days. Cotton sweatpants, cotton shirt, cotton underwear, cotton socks. You see the pattern? And I'm wondering why I'm chafing. Now for shopping. As I emerge from my newly found friends from the specialized running store in town, all decked out with my new running clothes, especially made for our crazy sport, spandex this, lycra that, polyester everything, and an Ironman Timex. They didn't have Garmin watches back then. I think out loud, for once in my life, I'm starting to feel like a real runner. I wish I could go back there again, being a newbie. Like a new pair of shoes with not even a mile on them yet. Where everything is still new and exciting. Now don't get me wrong, things are still exciting here in the present day, or I wouldn't be doing this. What I mean is, like the first time a newbie feels the feeling, you know the one, when your feet, your body, your mind, and your breathing all come together and you experience the proverbial runner's high. I have felt that a couple of times. It was the most astronomical feeling I have ever felt in my entire life. It's like you are floating outside your own body, watching yourself run. Now that's better than any drug you will ever get on the street. As a newbie runner, you are experiencing things for the first time. Questions after questions, blisters, chafing, when to drink water, when to do electrolyte drinks come into play. Worrying about not enough water or too much water, and with too much water you are sloshing through your runs. When to take gels, when to eat before a run, little aches and pains which I like to call growing pains, and one of the biggies as a newbie, what to tell your family at Christmas and Thanksgiving, the excuses you can use to sneak out of the house and go for a quick run. Then when you get back from your run, having to explain to your family why you run, and you will be explaining it to everyone that really doesn't get it anyway. Now the comments start coming, especially from the people that supposedly love you. You steadily hear, "The only way I'm running is if there's a bear chasing me." And if that statement wasn't enough, it is followed by their vulgar hyena laughter. "Shut up, Grandpa. The zoo is only a mile away. You may get your wish yet. Just saying." If these shoes could talk, they would tell you of the way you hold your head up now going into the doctor's office, knowing that you have lost weight again. Instead of slinking in like you just broke the neighbor's window with a baseball, like when you were a kid. And what a joy it is to find your cholesterol is in check. Blood pressure is better. You are slowly getting off your medications one by one, and your clothes fit loose for the first time in a long time. As you get older in your running life, people around you start to understand that it's just a part of you, and that running keeps you sane. No more explaining why you get up early on vacations and run the stairs because the plan said hills, but it's lightning outside, or head for the treadmill, or find a park in an unfamiliar town and running the 0.75-mile walking trail each time coming around seeing your family that's playing on the playground nearby, and yelling, "I've got to get in my 6 miles today. The marathon plan says so." As you hear your 4-year-old ask your wife, "Is Daddy crazy?" or the times we have shirked our runs outside because of ice and snow, wind chills in the minus digits, and headed for the indoor track instead, which, by the way, is 12 times around equals 1 mile, and you have 10 miles to cover because the plan says so. No, I'm not crazy. I'm a runner. If these shoes could talk, they would tell you of the great runs we have experienced. Running through parks, stepping in goose poop, dog poop, and whatever else kind of poop you can imagine, hurdling baby diapers. Also, while out running, we slog through the spit, the mud, the blood, and the beer that we have gotten on our shoes. Running through summer rainstorms, running through snowstorms, and some have been almost blizzard-like conditions. These are the runs we love. Not only do we enjoy them, but we tell others about them, just to hear their reactions. "You did what? In this weather? You're crazy, dude." No, I'm a runner. If these shoes could talk, they would tell of the runs that we have taken through some of our national battlefield sites that our great United States of America has to offer, and that is just a part of our country's history, and how sad we felt as we put our miles in, thinking silently to ourselves that why as a nation do we have to destroy so much to learn a simple lesson, love one another, as if the person standing next to you is a brother or a sister. Our runs take us through towns that we may never, ever step foot in again, but we surely enjoy them when we are there. Going through the downtown shopping districts with all the hustle and bustle of a Saturday morning. Going through neighborhoods that all the houses on the block were built back in the 1800s, and just admiring the craftsmanship to a point of almost getting run over or tripping off the curb. But we can't forget the bad runs also. If these shoes could talk, they would say they are part of our life, and they are the type of runs which have made us stronger, more determined, a lot wiser, and that we may learn from them to move forward in our training for our next tough runs, that may lie ahead of us. The extreme heat comes to mind, like frying an egg on my forehead type hot. The ultimate hilly course that a friend said, "Nah, it's just rolling hills. Come on, you'll love it." And when you get back home and plug the data into your computer, then you realize and see, it looks like the Tour de France race course going through the Alps. The night runs that are infested with gnats, flies, and mosquitoes that you suck more down your throat than are biting you. Falling and injuring yourself and having to hobble back to your car, or worse, someone has to bring you back. Runs that, because of the type of terrain or busy streets, you have to constantly watch for cars trying to hit you, roots, and slippery rocks. Yeah, sure, these type of runs take more energy physically and mentally, but they are preparing you to always enjoy your easy runs and never pass up a bad run. The type of run I speak of also teach us that there is no such thing as a bad run. Because if you didn't get out the door and try, you would never grow as a runner. If these shoes could talk, they would tell you of all the miles we have traveled, not only by foot, but by plane and car, to get to our destinations to toe the line. Like the time we flew to Arizona to run a race and then got back home just a few short weeks later to hop in the car to travel to Kentucky to another race with friends. Now that's running. Our running friends are no ordinary people. They share the same passion for running as you do. So they understand if you two are running along one day and you say, "Oh no, I've got to use the bathroom." They know exactly what you are feeling and more than likely will be searching for a store or port-a-john if in a town, or the next big tree if out in the country, before you get the words out of your mouth. Running friends know you better than your family. They know what will upset your stomach, how bad you smell after a 14-mile training run. If you grunt a certain way during a run, it means slow down. How many and what kind of gels it takes to make you spew. They get you. No one else does. Your coworkers don't. Your boss won't. But your running friends understand what it means when you've had a bad day and need to lace up your shoes and get lost in your thoughts for a couple of hours. If these shoes could talk, they would point out who else would you drop everything for and rearrange your schedule just so you could go run a race with them 3-4 states away, and usually bunk with them in the same motel room, sharing the cost with your running friends, of course. All the while, your friends and family are like, "Okay, let me get this straight. You don't know these people that you are going to go meet. You've talked to them on the internet some. Aren't you afraid?" "Nah, I'll be okay, trust me. They've run some of the same race as I have. You've heard this before, haven't you?" If these shoes could talk, they would tell you to cherish your running partners, whether it is of the two-legged kind or the four-legged kind, because just as in real life, sometimes you will blink and they are gone. Gotten busy with their families, health reasons, job-related issues, the list could go on forever. My four-legged running partner is unable to run with me these days because of his arthritis in his hips. It saddens me because we both loved each other's company out on the trails. So just be prepared to go it alone some days. But going alone is not all that bad. The solitude, the peace of mind, knowing you can solve all kinds of life's problems while running solo, or as I like to put it, organizing the mayhem. If I move this meeting here and move that this ahead of this, well, you get my point. Everything seems to fall into place. Seems like your mind just opens up and starts organizing on a run. If these shoes could talk, they would tell tales of all the crazy stuff we've seen, and crazy stuff we've found on the run. Like the time I was running on this path at a nature reserve and just about got run over by a deer. It leaped out of nowhere. Like another time, I was at the same reserve and a squirrel and I had a dance-off competition while he was doing the mamba and I was doing the cha-cha. It just about ran up my leg. Then it had the balls to run up the tree beside me and flick its tail and chatter at me like it wasn't watching where I was going. Jeez, Mr. Squirrel, I'd hate to be in your way. Or the time I was running through this park and got on the other side of its boundaries toward a wooded area, and out of nowhere this turkey appears beside me. It's like he wanted to race me. I'm like, what the hell? So I took off a little faster, and the turkey sped up also. I'm like, okay, it's on, like Donkey Kong, baby. So I sped up a little more. It was staying right with me, not more than 10 feet beside me. We were neck and neck, or should I say, neck and waddle. I kept going, not paying him no mind, and I looked over, and he stopped a ways back. I was kind of sad that he didn't stay with me, and at least finish the rest of the 10 miles I had to do that day. I've come upon parked cars with a couple of crazy teenagers doing what they do best in the backseat of a parked car. As I ran by the car, I tapped on the side window and screamed, "You're doing it all wrong," and kept right on running, never missing my stride. I found a Pez dispenser full of Pez candy. They were a great pick-me-up on that run. Of course, money. I always find change here and there, but my biggest find was $30 all in ones along this one trail I run, which will be my secret. I don't know if the person that lost the money was heading to a strip club or what, but it was like an Easter egg hunt for me. I would be like, oh, there's one. Oh, there's another, and another, and another. Keep your eyes open. You never know what you might find. If these shoes could talk, they would tell you of all the times we went out with a purpose. You know the ones. We've got this many miles to do and we better stick to the plan. But also of the times we ran like a kid again with no particular place to go or any type of pace that we were keeping. We just ran happy. Happy to be alive. Happy we could still get out and do this exercise we love so much. If these shoes could talk, they would tell you of all the races we have entered. Raced some of them, fun run some of them, with friends, and we've had a few PRs and a few nearly DNFs. My PRs are great, but being able to help a new runner out in a race to achieve their new PR, now that's what I'm talking about. There is nothing like seeing the elated, smiling runner coming across the finish line, and you help them get there. As far as any DNFs, if I feel like I'm not going to make it, I slow to a crawl and walk it in. If these shoes could talk, they could tell you that all of us have a love-hate relationship with running, as we do with anything in our lives. There are days when I can't wait to get out there and run to see how I've improved or what I need to work on the next time out. But there are those days where darkness creeps in. You just don't feel like lacing up your shoes. But once you do, the good feelings creep back into your soul, and you get out there and persevere and enjoy your time running. If these shoes could talk, I'm afraid they might mention the times I've muttered the words I should hang up my shoes and try something else. My words would sting. I'm getting too old. I'm losing interest. Why am I doing this? But I always come back to them. I'm afraid they may also mention the time where I was in a very dark place in my life after my brother had died in a car accident at the age of 26. With my newborn baby boy that had just arrived 2 weeks after his death, my brother never got to meet his nephew. I was working 60 hours a week through this time period of my life, and how I couldn't see past the next day, or couldn't even fathom 2 days away. But I would welcome my shoes mentioning that we made it out of the darkness. I've seen a sliver of light ahead of me in that darkness. So I lace up my shoes and ran my way back out. Because isn't that what you do when you're a runner? If these shoes could talk, oh, what tales they could tell.
Of doubt from these days I've counted. though must we stay on this earth, waiting for your son's return. Patient, steady, as I live in your will. Eyes on heaven, as I wait for you still. So I take it on faith, as I move these mountains of doubt, from these days I've counted, and I will continue to worship my Lord. Like a thief in the night, he's going to return. I keep going on the promises of what you said. This world's a chaos and the moon has turned blood red, oh yeah. I'm so ready to leave this scene, oh my my.
Gloves off, hold them in my right hand. Sun is up at probably 9 o'clock on the horizon. Right now I'm running into it. It's probably, it might be 60 by now. Warms up pretty quickly when the sun's up, but my hands feel better without the gloves. We're cruising along right now at, well, we just crossed mile 3. 902, which is not bad. I ran last 2 days ago and ran 5 miles. It was drizzly that day and had stopped raining. Caught a break in the weather and I thought, well, I'll go running anyway. And so this would have been Friday afternoon about 4. So I went running and I don't know, a mile and a half into it, started drizzling rain. Very cool this time of year, 51, but I was good and warm, kept moving, and man, the rain felt good. And I always rate my runs scale of 1 to 10, and I would rate that one probably 9.5, averaged 834. No, maybe I ran an 834 mile, but averaged 851, I believe. For the 5 miles, just over 5. Felt great. This morning I feel pretty good as well. Azaleas have bloomed and are starting to go down a little bit, but other trees are blooming and some roses are coming out. So we're getting to that time of year. People got allergies too. I don't, thank God, but I'm running up Larkspur Road, which actually is a main artery through a pretty good size housing development here in Thomasville anyway. And I'm running up to the stop sign at Hasty. House on my left has a chain link fence in the back. When I ran this route about a week ago and was coming by, turning a right, as I now make a left, I'm on Hasty now. Not terribly busy on Sunday morning. But as I made a right, this little puppy looked like the black lab, that's it. Looked like he might have weighed 10 pounds, maybe 12. Dragging a cable, rubber encased or plastic encased cable, about 5 feet long behind him. It had broken down where the end was. He started running with me, and I ran part of the route I just ran, and that dog was right at my heels and beside me the whole time, probably 6/10 of a mile. And as we turned one of the corners, he got under my feet. My foot hit him. He rolled over. He yelped. I had to look. I was doing a long jump, but landed on both of my feet. Caught him. Kept moving. He was getting tired, but he hung with me. Thought he would have stayed at the house where I first picked him up. And I don't know if that's where he belonged or not, but I did take the cable because he came right to me. He stopped, took the cable there at the chain link fence, opened the gate, put him in, shut it, secured it. He went running on into the backyard like, yeah, this is where I belong. So I don't know if that's where he really belonged, but I didn't see any animals or anything like that that I thought would be harmful to him. He ran with me for about 6/10 of a mile. He and I both about broke our necks. But anyway, that's just a part of it. And as you know, Cindy and I both are tremendous animal lovers. I like people too. No, I love people as well. Getting ready to move to our new position May 15th. Got 3 Sundays, I believe. There's just 4 Sundays in 3 weeks, I believe, is what we're looking at. Before we go over, I'm going to become the director of spiritual life at Piedmont Crossing Retirement Community, associated with the United Church of Christ, which I'm a Wesleyan, and I'm not planning to join UCC, but it's a great facility. The people work there. Everything I've heard about it has been wonderful. I know it's got bumps and warts, everything does, but overall, it's very, very clear that's what I should do. And the nice thing is, we don't have to move. I actually measured it. It's 7.5 miles to the facility. They have nursing home, assisted living, senior adult housing, and I basically will be chaplain, the director of spiritual life is the title of the position, to the residents and the staff. Do some counseling, a lot of visitation, hospital work, sure do some end-of-life type work as well, which I already do, but do more of it. And we're looking forward to that move. We had a break from CPE this week, it being Holy Week, but we'll start back tomorrow. And we got 3 weeks. This coming week, we're getting ready to start. 2 more, and we're finished. With Unit 1, for certification, only got to do that 3 more times. And then log 2,000 hours in a clinical type setting doing chaplain work. So I think over time, I'd like to get the rest of the units. But just knowing I've got at least the first unit under my belt, it was a great feeling. It's been a life-changing experience for me. I've worked with senior adults, and I've done hospital work a lot the last 10 years. A little longer than that, but more intensely the last 10. And the work at Baptist, just some of the people I've had to deal with. Walk-in cold turkey, you know, someone with oral cancer, poor prognosis, 2 or 3 kids. You know, they live 150 miles from the hospital because it's a regional cancer center. just does something to you. And I realize running is not going to keep me from dying. And I realize I could get cancer. I could, I know that. I pray to God I don't, but I know that I could. But one thing about running, which I want to remind you of, is it's all about the quality of life, not necessarily the quantity. And physically, emotionally, mentally, and I say even spiritually, running enhances all of that. And Qi running has helped me even more. If you're new to the program, you may wonder, Roland, that's twice you mentioned Qi. What is that? I'll very quickly give another update on it, because I am getting response from listeners. And thank you, guys, and you women that are trying Qi running. It does get better, let me tell you. Continue to hang with it. Because if I can talk and run and keep the proper form, which I'm doing a reasonable job of, I don't know how good a job, but reasonable, you can do it too. Qi running has eliminated my injuries. Knee, hip, especially that's what I had. It's eliminated it. And basically, Qi running, I'll just give you the lowdown on it. Go back and listen to, I think it was 15, 20 episodes ago, I did a series on Qi running with some video at the blog, audio from one of the Qi masters, not Danny Dreyer, but Danny over at eqifitness.com. Go back and listen to those episodes, and I think that'll help you. But if you are injured, you have knee problems, hip problems, or both, maybe any other leg issues, even foot issues, give Qi a try. What is Qi? Qi is the eastern form of basically the center of your being. I like to describe it, for me, around the belly button, just under it. And I envision having a string tied around the front of my pelvis, one tied to the base of my spine. They connect above the belly button at the spine, go up my spine, out the top of my head. So the first thing about Qi running is you want to lengthen your neck and tilt your spine level. It involves the core muscles, which are absolutely critical to be able to run this method. And so you tilt your pelvis up, and imagine that string is pulling you, and you're leaning forward from the ankles. So what are the concepts very quickly? Level pelvis, extended neck, let your legs swing freely from your hip, land on the flat of your foot or flat-footed, and going down a hill, for instance, like I'm doing right now, you want to lean out over your feet from the waist, not from the, well, actually from the ankles, excuse me, not from the waist. Bend your knees just a little bit, and whether you're going uphill or down, keep the flat-footed stance either underneath you or behind you. Your feet never come out in front of you, and you run very relaxed, arms relaxed. Down a hill, you want to relax your body and let your legs do all the work. Now going up a hill, like I'm doing, getting into right now, you want to run flat-footed, level the pelvis, lean in, and pump your arms. Let your feet almost droop after each fall. And lean forward, maintain that stance, and let gravity pull you. And even though I'm making a little bit of noise right now, it's much quieter than regular running. And I can't even remember what it feels like to push off with my legs anymore. You say, well, you have to have a lot of leg strength. No. You want quick foot turnover. That's another element. And now we're going back down. Okay, I'm actually going to lean forward a little bit, bend my knees, Let my legs swing from the hips. Feet pointing in the direction you're going. And again, landing flat-footed. I'm going downhill. And it's basically a controlled fall. Downhill and up. I will tell you this. If you've never done it, it takes a little while to get used to. But one day as you're doing it, at least for me, it's like, bam, the light went on. And I realized I've got this down. So that's Qi Running. Go to Qi Running. Might be QiRunning.com. Danny Dreyer is the person you want to read, get his book. He has some videos online, YouTube. That's who you want to see. And email me if you got any questions. But I've had a lot of positive response from it. Okay. We are down about 825 right now. Probably down that hill. But we're running 9 just under it, which is good. Almost 4.5. Let me tell you what I do for stretching. Nothing dramatic. And you might want to listen to this later when you got a pencil. Because I don't write it down, but I've remembered in order what I do. First thing, I don't stretch. Man, my nose is running. Excuse me. I don't stretch before a run. I don't run any warm-ups. You heard me earlier today. Just put my shoes on, go out. I do start out a little slower and gradually speed up. But when I get back, make sure I walk around 5 to 10 minutes. Like this morning, I'm going to get back, hook up Odie, walk in for my cool down. It's so nice out here. And when I get back in, what I will do is lean up against my chest drawers, both hands, and do the calf stretch each leg for probably 20 seconds. Put both feet together, do the calf stretch, both legs together. We're climbing the big hill number 1 again. So we are almost finished. And then after that, I will get down into the hurdler stretch. You do this with each leg. One foot behind you. Your knee of the other leg is up. And you're leaning like a hurdler with one leg stretched out. Just stretch it out. Again, 15, 20 seconds. And then also, we'll rock back on the foot and the toe that I'm stretching, and that stretches the hamstrings. I'll do that for each leg. And then I'll get down and do push-ups. I was up 40, I'm down to about 30 right now. I haven't been as consistent. And then I'll turn over on my back, and I'll do 70 or 80 butterfly crunches. That's just what I do. And then I stand up, get into a squatting position like a catcher, put my hands out, bend down as low as I can with my knees, and you can feel it stretch your glutes. And then I'll stand up, put my left hand on my left leg, right hand on my hip, feet apart, and lean into that. And that stretches inside of the left leg. And then I'll shift to the other foot, stretch the inside of the right leg. And then I do the stretch where I put my foot up on the chair. It's about not quite waist high. And grab for my toes. Lean in a little bit. Be careful, not too hard. Stretch the calf and the hamstring. Do both legs. 20, 25 seconds. We're climbing a big hill, folks. Hang on. And then, stand straight. Take my left arm. Wrap it around my neck. Rest my left elbow on my right fist. And pull. Stretching my shoulders. Do that for both shoulders. And then finally, stand up straight. Cross my feet, standing there. And reach down on the right. If my left foot's crossed over my right, I'm going to reach down with my right. Reach my left over my head. So they're both pointing to the right. And lean to the right. Stretches those hip flexors on the left side. Do the same with the right side. We're up the hill. And so that's basically it. That's what I do for stretching. But you know, some people say it doesn't work. For me, I don't know how good it works, but it keeps me going. And I enjoy it. For chi though, you have to have the core exercises. Those are really the only two I do with any consistency. But you need to be doing those. Apologize for being out of breath, but we are finishing up. We're in 5.1 and 824, 821. Chi running is all about quick foot turnover, lean, more you lean. 812 was the fastest we were going just then. Oh. But you want to lean further, and that'll help you pick up the speed. Okay, so as far as the stretching goes, those are the things that I do, and I won't go over them again now, but it's a routine that I don't have written down. I didn't read it in a book, all of them. But over time, I've picked them up here and there, and I've incorporated them. One thing I did note this month, in Runner's World, they have exercises to strengthen your shoulders and your abs and your back. And I believe there's three different ones. I'm thinking seriously about working those into it. Because for chi running, core is critical. And even though Danny says that it's not that big a deal for upper body, I found when you're running the hills and you're leaning into it and you're depending on your upper body, those arms, to basically pump yourself up that hill, you need to have some strength in the arms, and that's why good shoulders, arms, whatever, is really good. Okay, I'm going to give you an update here, and then I'm going to get out of here and let you go. I've been going on long enough today. Let me reset this. I tell you, I love my Garmin. I got the Forerunner 110, and I really, really like it. Let's see if I can see what we did today. Okay. History up. Oh. Okay, here we go. Loading today. My glasses are fogging up. We ran 5.10. 4703, and we averaged 914 for the whole run. It's a little slower than of late, but then again, I was pretty stiff from yesterday, and I ran less than 48 hours ago, and it is morning. I never run as fast in the morning, but I'm satisfied with that. We begin doing 6 this coming week, and then quickly build up to 7 and 8. And begin the long run as we anticipate the marathon. And I am planning, we're willing to do it, and my goal is to break 4 hours, which on a good day, if the training goes well, which I believe it will, I should be able to do that. But we'll see. I'm putting it out there so you can hold me accountable. If I don't, that's okay. I would love to just finish another one, whether I meet that goal or not. All right, I'm gonna go in and wipe my nose and something to drink, get out and walking. Again, send me an email, send me your comments, questions, observations, whatever about the program or anything. Connect with me on Skype if you want to, just let me know that. Twitter, Facebook, just The 20 Minute Runner, Daily Mile, The 20 Minute Runner, email the20minuterunner@gmail.com. Just connect with me. I love hearing from you, and I would be honored to include your email or other information, photographs, race reports, or whatever on this program. We're going to get in. We're going to call it. And again, thank you for being with me today.
and hope your day goes well. We will talk to you soon. Thanks for sharing some of the road with me. Bye-bye.